government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome back to the Alternative Media Fair. In the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. The phone calls were starting to get stacked up. I always enjoy Mike from Colorado. Not only does he have some interesting facts, he usually gives me a word of encouragement that I seem to really need at times, and I do appreciate that. Dan in Washington, you're on. How are you doing tonight? What's on your mind?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking the call. I grew up in a very liberal area. You know, my mom always taught, you know, that all races are the same and it's just bigotry. But then I went in the Army, you know, and we had the O.J. Simpson case, and I just saw how blacks basically couldn't understand the logic of that case, and it was all emotional. And I really have come to conclude that America would be better off if you had a region that was white and a region that was black, you know, because I and scientific evidence shows that, you know, about 2% of DNA, most humans have Neanderthal DNA, now they found, except for Africans. And Africans have a majorly lower IQ on average, you know. And I'm not saying I'm real smart or anything, but when I tried to reason with some of my black friends, like say for the O.J. Simpson case or even like Black Lives Matter, I was talking to a black friend and I'm trying to just say, look, man, see, this is funded by George Soros. See how the Jews are turning blacks against whites here? Can you see how they're manipulating? And he just couldn't grasp it, you know. And I think most black people would probably kill white people if they had the chance. Probably like 50% of black people would kill you and not even think about it, is my conclusion. So, I mean, we had a Back to Africa movement in America, and it failed. You know, and it was a tragedy for the whole country. And then in the 20s, you had black nationalists meeting with the KKK and white nationalists, and we were trying to figure it out. And then I think we got taken over by these communist Jews and their whole diversity agenda. But if we would have stuck with that program in the 20s, and, you know, even if we had to give up, say, Florida or something, and they could have, like, a black Caribbean free trade zone, you know, and then whites could have, like, whatever proportion of our population, you know, if they're 10% of the country, they could get 10% of land. And then we could have a zone. You got a lot of people that are intermarried and intermixed. You know, you could have a zone for those people, but I'd like to have a zone where it's just pretty much European white people, you know, a few states. And I think you could have a little area for blacks, and it'd be a happier country, I think. Because I really don't think I don't think it works out. I think genetically we're very different, you know, and that's been proven by science. And you can try and say we are all human, but a Chihuahua and a German Shepherd are all dogs too, you know. And that's my feeling.
You know, if the book My Awakening by David Duke, it really goes into, I mean, it's a big book, but it really goes into the genetic differences, the IQs, a lot of really in depth. And there does seem to be some very, very strong differences genetically and with regards to intelligence and actually the way we perform as through our youth and growing up to adulthood, intellectually, there seems to be some, and there's always going to be, you know, there's always going to be some geniuses in every race that stick out, very articulate people like Malcolm X or whatever. But I believe, you know, I certainly do believe that United States of America would be better off if we were divided, and you know, the Black Panthers are actually calling for this. They want five southern states or whatever. But and the reason for it is, look at the amount of money we've spent on welfare. Look at the amount of money we've spent on crime. Look at the amount of rapes we suffer. They don't. 25,000 to 30,000 rapes of white women by black men every year. It's practically statistically zero of white men raping black women. And it looks to me like it's an abstract freaking failure. Tomorrow does not look like it's going to be any more harmonious between the white race and the black race than it was today. It actually looked like it's going to be worse. And I don't see any reason to think that that's going to change. Decade after decade after decade tells me otherwise. I don't wish it was that way. I really don't. I wish it wasn't. But that's the way I see it. And the white race is moving into this world where we don't have the ability to have a nation that we call our own. All of the white nations are for everyone so that they can be reduced down to a third world nation. And they're implementing this right before our eyes. We see it in Germany. We're seeing it in France. We're seeing it in Great Britain. And for damn sure, we're seeing it in America. And it is a recipe of destruction. I wish it wasn't true, but I think that you're right. And I think that, you know, it's hard for people to, especially white people, to confess that that's how they feel. And I think there's a lot of black people that would prefer to have their own nation where they work for black people. They're not involved with white people. They can no longer say that whitey's holding them down in every respect. I don't think it's going to happen, probably. But I think that our schools would be better segregated. I think it would. Our schools would be safer segregated. I think our schools scores for the white children would increase immediately, drastically. And I really think that it ultimately it would be a better situation, no matter what landmass you gave them or however you split it up or whatever you had to do. In the long run, I think everybody would be better off. I wish more people felt that way, but it took me a while to come to that conclusion as well. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I totally agree. And me and my friend got in this debate, and I'm like, man, you got to be a little generous and just take a part of America, I believe. And I think segregation didn't really work the first time because they were all spread out in every little community. But if we... Like back in 1900, if they would have just said, okay, you can have Florida, you know, go there, you're free, go. Let my people go, you're free to go, you know. But that, yeah, I think totally. I don't see any hope. I see America descending into like a Brazil-type situation where you're going to have this Obama-style corruption. You know, and people running around getting killed everywhere and just a complete breakdown of Western civilization. And I mean, I live in Spokane, and I tried to escape a little diversity, but it follows you. And I realized that blacks kind of have this thing where they hate white people, but they always move to white areas, you know, because that's where... It's a weird thing where these races don't really like us, but we create a civilization that they want to move to, and then they move there, and then they resent us for it. But like, blacks can't, you know, if they're so great and so equal, why can't they just move back to Africa and make Africa great, you know? But I think in their heart they know that they can't create a civilization on their own. So we're kind of like... It's like a parasitic situation where they hate us, but we can't get rid of them in a way, you know? They don't want to just go have their own state, you know? Because even though they're going to be like your retarded, whiny little brother following you around the rest of your life, you know? Where, you know, they can't... You tell them to go move to Florida or something, and then they won't be able to manage a civilization because of their lower IQ... So they're going to want to just come back, you know, and then they're just going to complain and, you know, hate us and kill us and rape our women all the time. So, I think you know, America's kind of, it's depressing. I agree. I think segregation, I think they should have, back when there was a famous black nationalist leader meeting with the KKK, and they deported him, and he was from Haiti, I think. And if they would have gone with that plan, or the plan to send them back to Africa, we wouldn't have any of these problems. I mean, America would be like a land of paradise, you know? And it's a beautiful, I drive trucks, it's a beautiful country. I drive through, like, you know, Louisiana's beautiful, you know? And you go to it's a beautiful oasis paradise if you're in the white areas, but you go to the black areas, and it's like, oh, don't go there because you're going to get killed, you know? They're going to come up to you and then shoot you in the head for $10, you know, and they're going to sit there and take selfies of it and laugh, you know, and put it on YouTube. That's the kind of crap we're seeing now where it's like, they hate, I mean, the amount of racism of black people against white people is so deep that I don't think they can, that's why I've had a hard time trying to reach out to them and be friends, you know, and like, you could look at the O.J. Simpson case. It's hard to you can't go on a fact by fact basis on any of this stuff because it's emotional and the hatred is just there.
All the while, Dan, you've got the news media just fanning that flame and pouring gasoline on it. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to try to get everybody in this hour and give them some time. So thank you so much, Dan. Blue in Tennessee, patiently holding. Then we got Mark in Philadelphia, Mike in North Carolina. Blue, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hey, do I get to get up on my soapbox too?
Go right ahead.
You know, I can complain about the Yankees coming down to the South anytime.
Go right ahead.
You know, you can keep your happy ass in Spokane, Washington. Don't come down to the South. But that's not what I called in about. You know, if we want to change things right now immediately, let me tell you exactly what I'm doing tomorrow. I went on the Bernie Sanders site. They are having protests tomorrow across the country. And I guess the best way that I can sum this up to anybody who was a Ron Paul supporter in 2008, who was definitely a supporter throughout. These are the babies. These are the babies. And they've got their feelings hurt when it comes to Bernie Sanders. I mean, they're seeing exactly what the system can do to you. And it's our job to direct them to at least right now vote for Donald Trump. Can I say that that's the correct direction to vote them for? No, I cannot. But right now, it's the only choice that I have to direct them towards. But I'm going to be there tomorrow, standing side by side with my Hillary for prison shirt on. And when they come up and ask me why I have that on, I'll just tell them why exactly I'm not voting for Bernie, and I'm not voting for Hillary, but this is the reason why I'm voting for Trump. So don't tell me that it can't be done, but until you guys step up to the plate, everybody, to make sure that these rugrats, because, I mean, their feelings are broken. I remember when Ron Paul wasn't even allowed on stage. And then we had Joan. Remember Joan? You know, blocking everybody speaking.
It
became a great meme. I mean, this is exactly how these kiddos are feeling. And this is the first time that they've ever got to vote.
Is this the result of... when you say the hurt feelings, is it the result of Bernie not speaking at the DNC, or is it the WikiLeaks where it looks like obviously the DNC was working in concert to promote Hillary and doom Bernie no matter what, or just all of it together, I guess, just everything
all of it together. all of it together. Now, the WikiLeaks is the last link that ties it all together. But, of course, dun-dun-dun-dun, it doesn't fall out into a Friday. Which, as we know, with the Obama administration, works out so beautiful for them. Because it doesn't get to go through the news cycle. Because most of these kids are not paying attention on the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, just... And the reason I bring it up is because I have a 19-year-old. And when he went to go vote for the first time, I mean, he just looked at me and I'm like, honey, I can't tell you who to vote for. That comes from a conscience part from your heart. And he voted for Rand Paul. And I just looked at him after he voted. And I said, you voted your conscience? He said, yes, Mom. And he said, I know it didn't count. But there's nothing that I can do that will count. I said, that's not true. And these kids that are out there right now that will be protesting during the Democratic convention, I think that you will see riots in the street unlike you've ever seen before, and I think that you will see Philly burn, is my prediction.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to happen at the RNC, and I don't know if the news media just kind of kept it all off camera or just it just didn't happen, but you know, maybe
it didn't happen.
Maybe it will. And, you know, I've not talked to a great number of these kids that support Bernie, but I have talked to some. I ran into some and I talked to them at a Walmart, and they were really open to some real facts and information. They were, you know, they really soaked it up like a sponge. I was kind of surprised. I'm not saying it swayed them or whatever, but they were wanting information, and, you know, I gave them some. I don't think some points of view they haven't maybe heard. They did, darn sure didn't hear on the mainstream media, and they seem to appreciate it. So, that's interesting. I didn't know tomorrow was a big day of protest.
It is for them because, you know, once the DMC starts, then they don't have a voice in the matter. I mean, it's not like Bernie's going to get a chance to be on stage and represent them. It's no different than what it was with Ron Paul. I mean, these are kind of, the way that I describe Bernie Sanders fan supporters, they're Ron Paul supporters on the steroids. Because this time, they really do have a dog in the fight. When they look at their future, they're not seeing a whole lot.
Oh, I bet,
there's nothing positive.
But, you know, I didn't really see, and I maybe missed the boat, but other than wanting to, you know, promising the youth free education, I didn't really see what the attraction was for the youth to Bernie Sanders. I didn't see why they were so enamored with, what was it?
Well, I think hope and change of things, politicians just represent me. You know, all these things that have happened in the past, I don't want to be you. I don't want my future to be part of you. I just want some honesty. Represent honesty. What did you think when your heart was filled with Ron Paul? What did you feel?
Oh, I felt just betrayed, and I just felt...
No, not afterwards, but before.
Oh, before I had opened the world, and I thought Ron Paul was going to really possibly make some change, and he did give me some hope. Hold that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we've got Mark in Philadelphia. Mike coming up. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the alternative media. I've got Blue in Tennessee. I'll give you the last word, Blue. I want to give everybody a chance to get on, and I always appreciate your calling. What else would you like to add?
Well, I wanted to ask you to finish your thoughts.
Oh, I felt like there was some real hope in Ron Paul to. I really thought he had a chance to win. Looking back now, I don't know if I would had that same judgment now. I'm so jaded, but I really thought he had a chance to win. I really thought that he was sincere and would affect change that needed to be, especially whether the economy and the Federal Reserve. I had met Ron Paul at Chapel Hill and interviewed him during that campaign. He was speaking there at UNC, a home of the Tar Heels, if you follow basketball. And
Okay, I'm going to cut you short.
Go ahead.
All right, that's exactly how these kids feel as well. I mean, Bernie Sanders, to them, is the greatest thing. He's like a rock and roll star to them. So please do not underestimate them. Do not underestimate the change that they can bring. It's the same thing. It's the same feeling that we all have, that we still have in our hearts. But we've been a little bit jaded now. We've seen how it's gone on both sides of the fence now. They just got their first taste of it. So they're mad. They're mad as hell. So watch for the riots in Philly. Philly's going to burn.
Huh. Well, we'll find out. We'll talk about, I'm sure, next Saturday night what happened at the DNC. So we'll just hang in there and see it. Hey, thank you so much, Blue. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mark in Philadelphia. Then we got Mike in North Carolina coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get in. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Thank you, Farron. I want to acknowledge you for running. I can imagine how frustrating that was for you because you're there in a local, more rural area, and you'd think that the people would really hitch up to the idea of what you're working on. And I heard, through Frank, I heard one of your speeches, and that was incredible. That was incredible. So, but don't give up, man, because there are people out here that care about you, and I'm one of them, and I care to hear what you say. I appreciate you opening up your forum for different perspectives. On the case of Ron Paul, the deal is early on, Ron Paul was an administrator, okay? I mean, he had some good ideas, but he didn't. You know what he lacked? Fire in the belly.
Yep.
Fire in the belly. And early on, if people didn't catch on to that, then they missed the whole thing. Because he wouldn't fight for himself whenever they were countering him. Now, at least here, look, I'm not 100% on Trump, but I'll tell you what he's got. He's got some fire in the belly, okay? So I'm hopeful that he will follow through with what he says. But then on the case with what's going on in America, I'm originally from southern Missouri, so I grew up rurally, okay, in a smaller, outside of Springfield, Missouri, 150,000 population, draws on a population of about 250,000, okay? I grew up next to farmers, okay? The kids I went to school with were farmers, mostly dairy farmers, some crop farmers, some beef cattle farmers, okay? So I know what they went through to make an earning, make a living. So, anyway, what's really breaking me up here about what's going on, and this it's a divide-and-conquer strategy that's destroying us right down now to the rural towns, okay? And one of those, I just read an article yesterday from here in Philadelphia concerning what? Concerning heroin. Heroin is now Philadelphia is like the number one place for heroin overdoses in America, 3 to 4 times more than Los Angeles or Chicago. Okay, the heroin that's coming in is cheap, and it's 92% pure. And where is it coming from now? I thought it was still coming in from Afghanistan. Well, no, most of it's coming from Mexico, from the Sierra Madre Mountains in the northwest part of Mexico. It's coming from it's like I said, it's cheap and it's plentiful and it's potent and it's destroying our Hold on.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Mark in Philadelphia. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000. 2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. We got Mark in Philadelphia, Mike, Brad, and Betty coming up. Mark, go ahead with your thoughts. You were talking about the drugs, and it's funny. Me and my wife were just having this conversation a couple of days ago. Here, meth in rural North Carolina, meth, and I've never seen people in the paper for heroin like I've seen in the last few months. I mean, it's unbelievable. Go ahead.
Yeah, so growing up in a smaller area, like I assume that you've grown up in a more rural area like myself, it's totally shocking. I'm hearing reports back from my family that what's going on there, it's just blowing my mind. It's turning that world upside down. But the thing is, the local authorities, are they really want to solve the problem, or do they gain some benefit by letting it come in and then destroy these families, and then where they can, you know, fee-fi-fo them to death and send them through the judicial circles and all that, and keep them in, you know, keep them bound that way. That's another form of evil. But as far as these concerning the races and stuff, where I'm from wasn't a diversity. Okay, what I saw was dissension among the different churches, because where I grew up was like the Bible Belt, and all the different churches were arguing amongst themselves about who's going to heaven and the other one isn't and all that. I couldn't ever get my head around that one. But anyway, so I've lived in many cities in the eastern half of the United States, and what I've noticed is that this is what it comes down to me, is does a person have respect? Can a person reason? Can a person communicate? So respect. Does a person have self-respect? Because you can't respect others unless you respect yourself. Then can you reason? Can you calm down and reason things through? Or are you living a life of chaos, you know, and emotionalism? And then can you communicate? Can you listen? Can you, you know? So if that's present, then I think we can get along with others. But if that's not present, then forget it, man. I created a couple of standby that I came up with through the years, and that was I don't tangle with tornadoes, and I don't haggle with hyenas, because you're not going to get anywhere. So I think when it comes to these different races, by the way, the Mexicans know that they're putting one over on Gringo. The leadership, the men in the groups, and we got to acknowledge them. They're an invading force, but they know they've been playing Gringo. They've been playing us as poor Gringo, and they know what's going on, and they know they're being used as a proxy, and they're okay with that. They're thinking that maybe they can rise up and, you know, they've taken a lot of territory. All you got to do is go to the southwest part of the United States, and you can. They've invaded big time, man. San Antonio, the Alamo, half Mexican, and they don't want to speak English. So, I don't know what really the solution is. I don't trust the system. The last time I voted for a president was for Perot, and then look what happened with that. I'm hoping that this could be different, but I don't trust the system. But my sense of it is also, Farron, that if Hillary, you know, if they rig the deal, I don't think people are going to stand for it like they've stood for it before. I'm hoping that they don't. I hope they'll stand up and, you know, fight the damn thing. But anyway, I appreciate you being there, Farron, and keeping on and sparking us up with some good perspective there. And thanks again for being there. And please keep on keeping on, because there are people out here that really do care about what you have to say and what you're seeing out there. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the kind words. We're going to go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Farron, what's going on?
Hanging in there.
Hey, yeah, keep hanging, man. You know, the Mike in Colorado, he's right. There's only going to be a small remnant that's going to listen or understand or even try to comprehend. So that's the ones you got to, I guess, reach out to and extend your hand to, because the rest of them, they just don't care.
Yeah, you know, and in light of what we see happening in the news, in the country, in the economy, I mean, just every way, with morality, I mean, just every way, I find it surprising that so many people take it as well as they do. I guess if there's a silver lining, it is the fact that people are going out in droves to these Trump rallies, and they're getting involved because they hopefully see that something is wrong. And I would like to kind of pick up on the last thing that Mark in Philadelphia said, because I've been talking about this and wondering this too. You know, if they try to fake this election in one of these 51-49 Hillary, I don't know what the reaction of the country is going to be. I mean, all the polls show now people just do not trust the government. I mean, we've seen these elections rigged. We know they have the capability to do it. And the other thing is, if Trump is elected and then he has one of these lone wolf Sirhan assassinations, you know, is the country going to choke that down like they have gay marriage and everything else? I just don't know. I mean, this country, in one respect, it seems like, you know, just a lap dog that when you pet it, it purrs. But then on the other hand, it kind of looks like a seething cauldron that could just explode. What do you think?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, you know, we are under attack, and we are under attack from all sides. I mean, we're standing right in the middle, and we're getting hit from all sides by all different things. And you're right, when there is a spiritual decline, then the moral decline follows. And, you know, it's like my preacher said, if you want to change a nation, you start with a theology. And when you do that, you know, the people follow. What they would do if that election was rigged, and hey, I'm a believer. I believe it could be, it probably will be rigged when it's all said and done. I don't know. You know, Farron, I mean, look at everything else, like we've talked about, like they've choked down. This lesbian gay thing, you give them sodomites an inch and they'll kick the door open and come on in, and the people, they get mad for a few minutes and then they hang their head down like they've been whipped and going about their business. I think if it did come out, I think the people will be riled for about 30 minutes, and that'd probably be about the end of it. I'm jaded to that point too. I don't live that far from you. I see the same things you do, and man, at our age, we've watched people choke down. We've watched our parents and grandparents choke down stuff I'd have never thought they would have choked down. So it's just a generational thing. It ain't just happening with us.
Oh, and you know, a lot of the callers that's called in is around our age, and we've all witnessed the evaporation of the manufacturing jobs. We've seen the end. When I was a kid, my uncles and people in my family had jobs that had retirement, had benefits, had longevity. You know, you didn't work 20 different places in your lifetime. We've seen all of that go. We've seen the crime ramp up. We've seen the decline in the public school system. And at the same time, we've took the, whatever you want to call it, the quadruple whammy of the taxes going up, the inflation evaporating, the purchasing power of your dollar. I mean, we've got so many reasons in this country for the white people to riot, not the black people who have actually benefited from sucking the welfare teat and everything else and the benefits of affirmative action and the many, many benefits of the possibilities that they have as far as advancing themselves with college. We've choked down wide open borders. We've seen, mind your lifetime, you know, when I graduated high school, there wasn't a Mexican in a single class, and blacks in a class of 30 was really about two or three, maybe four at the most. We've seen this vast demographic change, and all the while we've seen the glorification of depravity through the TV and every form of media. I mean, we've seen the degeneracy of our society, but the people, and I know this goes right back to Mike in Colorado. He's going, man, he's mad again at everybody. But it's the truth. We've sat back and choked it down. When are we going to say enough?
Well, I think what's happened is we've choked it down to the point where we think that's the way it's supposed to be. And we don't have enough sense to realize, most people don't have enough sense to realize, hey, you know, this ain't how it's supposed to be. This ain't right. With the education system, I mean, if we get into these points have been brought up earlier by you and by Mike in Colorado and others. I mean, look at our education system. They hadn't brought the other colors, the black and the browns, up to our standard, and this is not putting us on a pedestal. It's just the fact that I think we are better learners, the white Europeans, and probably your Asians too. But they have brought us down. They have dumbed us down to their standards. And your other caller was right. Most of the Hispanics, and I work with a bunch of them, they do not care to learn English. I only know of one right now that I've talked to that's going to school to learn English. And she told me that now she has to go online to take her English classes because the local college didn't have enough people there that wanted to learn English to justify having the class. So now they have to go online to learn to do their English classes. I mean, don't that tell you something?
Wow. Well, and I know we get together on this format here and we talk about all the problems and we talk about different solutions. And I think that's healthy because it damn sure lets me vent and I must need it. But
me and you both, brother.
Maybe that's what, you know, maybe that's what, because I know the RBN audience, well, I'm preaching to the choir, so to speak, and a lot of times, but you know, it's only together we can affect change. And if at 3%, I'll go back to Mike in Colorado, if the 3% will get motivated, if it is 3% that's wide awake, we got to get up out of the chair and we've got to address affecting real change, whether it's local, whether it's state, whether it's running for office like David Duke's doing now or whatever, we've got to affect some real change. The ship is headed into the rocks, and I'm not seeing anybody turning the steering wheel. I'll give you the last word, Mike. Appreciate it. I got two on hold. I'm going to get them both on a little bit. I'll give you the last word, and I really do appreciate your comments.
Oh, yes, sir, Farron, anytime. I mean, keep up the good work. I mean, we are in trouble, and if it is just 3%, I'm jaded to the point where I don't think 3% can take enough public offices to make a difference. So I think we're just going to have to prepare. We're going to have to find each other, people of like mind, wherever we're at, and I would say try to get together, because I just don't see a peaceful or easy way out. I mean, it hasn't worked so far. Sooner or later, it's going to have to come to violence, and when it does, it's going to be ugly beyond belief, I feel sure.
And you see, that's my sentiment. I've said a long time ago, the voting the bums out is not going to work. So it's either accept the enslavement, or at some point there's going to be a tipping point, and it's that is how political change is normally done. History has told us that.
Well, exactly. Well, look how 3% stood up, and the United States, the 13 colonies became free. Of course, it didn't work in 1861, but those people in the South still made a stand. Sooner or later, you got to make a stand. So it just depends on how much you're going to choke down before you get to that point. And it looks like the American people can choke down a lot.
Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you so much. Brad in Iowa, patiently holding. How you doing? Brad in Iowa, we still got you?
Yeah, Farron, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to give everybody about 3 minutes to give everybody a little time, but they're yours. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, can man change God's law? That's a question to you. Can man change the law of God?
I don't think so. I don't think man can change nature's laws either, but go ahead.
Okay, divide and conquer, and RBN helps divide and conquer whether they know it or not, through ignorance and sometimes prejudice. I'm 79, I just turned 79. I was raised a little bit prejudiced up in the north, prejudiced towards Jews and blacks. Most people won't admit that. But when I grew up, I give away childish things, meaning when I'm unaware of where I was at. Okay. God's law, what are those? What do you call them? Hello?
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you.
Oh, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, what do you call God's laws? There's a name for it. What is that name?
I don't know.
The Ten Commandments, would you agree?
Ten Commandments are ten of God's laws, yes.
No, they are the law of God, the Ten Commandments. You break one, you break them all. Your dad was a pastor, wasn't he?
Yep.
Do you have your Bible by your side? Not that we have to go into it.
We're not going to spend the next 2 minutes to go, but there is a Bible here. There is a Bible here.
Okay, and I hope it's the King James Version. But in the end, the remnant, the people that will be killing Christians will be, so-called Christians, will be killing Christians in the end, the remnant. Not a remnant. They are the ones that keep the law of God and the testimony of Jesus. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And when people can keep the nine commandments, but they will not keep the ten commandments. Now, I can't explain all this in one show, in one short time. But let the listeners think about that, and let it sink in, and think about it yourself, and check out your Bible, the King James. In other words, if you break one commandment, you break all of them. And when you break the law, that is death. Okay, I'm going. Let another caller get in. Bye. Thank you.
All right, I'd like to ask you, the reason I ask about or said I didn't know is, if you're talking about the Old Testament, you could be talking about different laws than the Ten Commandments. But anyway, Betty in North Carolina, patiently holding. We're going to get Ed on too. Betty, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was listening to somebody who was saying that the executive order problem was something that if you get a president in there, he can just wipe out the executive orders. Have you heard anything to that effect?
No, ma'am. No, I haven't. I guess you heard that on some other broadcast?
Yeah. Well, the idea, though, with me is that the individual citizen, knowing the meaning of the fourth branch being the grand jury, doesn't do much good, even though we're all ignorant of it at this point. But supposedly our judicial system is...
Hold that thought for me, Betty. We'll talk about it on the other side, then we'll get Ed on for a couple of minutes, and we'll wrap it up. Back in moments.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We're back on the Alternative Media FM in the studio. Betty, let me give you 1 minute to wrap it up, and then we'll get Ed on for just a couple. We're about out of time, and thank you again, always, for the phone call.
Well, one last point. Zeniga, Fear the People, a book on the Internet, particularly dealing with citizen militia, and it sounds a little idealistic, I know, but I think grand juries and citizens' militia and these 21 goals of Zeniga's Fear the People are remedies that I'm looking toward. And thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much, Betty. Ed in Chicago, we got just a couple of minutes. They're yours. How you doing tonight?
Hello. Hi, sir.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, Smedley Butler. Only two reasons to go to war. If they're invading your shores, or defend the Bill of Rights. That's from his book,
War is a Racket.
War is a Racket. And so that's where we're at. And they've destroyed our Bill of Rights. You know, you can't change the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, those are our rights. Anyway, so go ahead.
I just said amen. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm at a loss of words. My daughter's doing fine. I drove her down to Manhattan. My God, she got a job with Belly of the Beast, Goldman Sachs. You believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, computer engineer. Whatever the hell that is, I have no idea what she does. But I was at 38th and 2nd in downtown Manhattan with a big F-250 unloading her stuff. Anyway, she made it out of Sweden.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up Smedley Butler. That if anyone listening, which probably in this audience there's not, that's not familiar with that, but if you've never read War is a Racket, you should read that and look into the story of Smedley Butler. We actually had an event, and a guy came dressed up and reenacted and acted out like Smedley Butler. It was really pretty cool. We had I can't remember who else, but it always stuck out, and I've got a copy of War is a Racket, and you're talking about someone that's leveling the truth on the wars, you know, way, what was that, in the 1930s?
Yeah, earlier than that, I believe. I freed Venezuela for America, you know, for Standard Oil, you know. And he realized later on that he was shafting his country. And but anyway, the other point I want to make is when I kind of got awakening is after Waco, and I heard some old timer call in years ago on talk radio. I might have been Alex Jones years ago, and he goes, "Well, I'd rather take, you know, six in the chest and one behind the ear on my knees." And that's about where we're at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's well said. I've never heard it put that way. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much, Ed. Thanks so much. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.